What's up and welcome to Fortitude in 15 with Sam Panich and Parker Yadlon, presented by Elevation Nation. In 15 minutes, we're going to talk about what's going on in the real world and give you some tips and tricks on how to activate mental fortitude and conquer the real world. Did you notice that I left on last week's Fortitude in 15? I left your...
My squeal?
Your, they're great, you know.
Thanks.
I left that in there. So just saying, not that you listen to our podcast or anything, but just letting you know.
Never.
That's sad. All right, what's up? Dude. What's up, Sam? What's going on? We're back for another episode of Fortitude in 15 on Elevation Nation. We are rocking and rolling. It's summer. It is midsummer now. I guess it's already now summer because June 21st already passed.
That's so depressing.
Is it?
Don't remind me. Yeah, dude. I love summer. It's good vibes, good times. I don't want winter.
But summer just started. How's that depressing?
Yeah, but like I feel like it's already flying by, as it always does. It's almost 4th of July, dude. As soon as you hit 4th of July, summer's over. It's bad.
I'm fine with that. The closer we get to football season, the better. Oh, that's God. All I'm saying.
I'm literally going to stop the podcast during football season. I can't talk to you about football.
Oh my God. I'm like planning all my trips. Might be going to New Orleans. Might be going to Tampa Bay to see my freaking Ravens play. Just explore the world. You know, that's the best part about football is thankfully I live next to three airports and we can just hop on a plane and go watch the team.
Can't relate, but I'm glad you enjoy it.
And they're playing, the Ravens are playing in New York twice this season. Convenience.
I'm just waiting for my invite to go to a game with you. It's been a while. You'd think that we talk pretty much every day. You'd think I get an invite, but guess
not.
We
don't waste tickets on people who don't like football.
That's fair. All right. Fair enough.
If you change your mind and you get into football, then we can have a different conversation around that. But let's this topic for the day is as lighthearted as our normal conversation that we were just having. Sam and I wanted to talk about something that I think you're seeing in the news, Elevation Nation, everywhere you look, whether you're looking at your bank account, whether you're looking at your stocks that you own, whether you're looking at the market, whether you're looking at the TV, everyone is talking about the economy and how it's doing. And I think as a young adult, it seems like the last 3 years is just more shit and more shit that just keeps piling up that makes us a little anxious about the future. How do you feel about this?
You know, as a young person who I'm pretty proud of my financial literacy, I think we both are. I think we've done a good job educating ourselves when it comes to travel, credit card points, saving, investing, budgeting. I think we do a pretty good job. We're probably ahead of the curve compared to most people. But it's scary. Like, I've never had money and lived through a recession or anything like that. And I don't really know what I'm supposed to do. Like, I guess just be conservative and try to save more and not spend money on lavish things. But you know, I had a goal that I told Elevation Nation that I wanted to stick to, which was that the next place I live in would be a property that I own because I wanted to start to invest in real estate. So I put that out into the universe and maybe it'll happen one day, but I'm not quite sure if now's the right time to do that with the economy going in the way that it is in the housing market as it is. So, you know, sometimes you have to sidestep and track back a little bit on your goals, which sucks, but it's kind of the reality of the world we live in. I think a lot of young people are going to be hit hard because they haven't prepared properly. And, you know, hopefully everyone can keep their jobs and everything's cool. But yeah, it's a scary time having not lived through any issue like this before.
It's definitely, the way I think about it is just like, what else is there to come? Like, seriously, what else? At this point, what else? You know, the last 3 years has just been so crazy. Starting with COVID, even, you know, all the racial inequality, protesting, the January 6th insurrection, the, you know, economy going to shit during the pandemic, then going to an all-time high. Then, you know, you have resurgences of COVID, and then you have things that are going on in Ukraine, and there's just so many freaking things that are happening. And then this, you know, inflation is at an all-time high, and, you know, you see that Bitcoin and Ethereum have dropped like 70% since their highs. There's just all this stuff, this madness is just happening. Interest rates are just got their biggest hike in like ever, you know, and it's unsettling. But I think just as a young adult, we've learned a lot in the last 3 years on how to tackle uncertainty. So I actually think just humanity in general is ready for whatever to come. And yeah, there's going to be shortcomings and things that we go through, but I think humanity is more prepared for, let's say, an incoming recession than ever before.
How have all these events, Parker, impacted your mentality, right? I think being a young adult, I don't know if this is the right way to phrase it, but when you're younger and you're a kid, you can kind of like turn a blind eye to a lot of the stuff going on in the world, right? Like you're still under your parents' roof. You can kind of maybe not pay as much attention as you probably should. You also
don't know as much about what's happening.
It's exactly.
Like ignorance is bliss.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. And now that you're an adult, I mean, pretty much there's always huge news events that usually for the most part are depressing, right? How has that been over the past few years for you now that you know, one, it impacts you, two, you could make a difference, or maybe you can't, right? Like sometimes your hands are tied on some of these things that are going on, like the economy. How have you dealt with that stress and ambiguity of all these events of the past few years?
I've come to realize that there's always going to be noise. There's always going to be things that happen, whether they're good or bad. Unfortunately, the media portrays more of the bad things in the world, because it's, I guess, more people get eyes on it. So to be honest with you, I read up, I listen, and I educate myself. I hope I educate myself the best I can to understand what's going on in the world. But I also think about like, what can I control right now through this situation? A lot of these things, I have no effect or change that I could do on any of this, right?
Like not on any of the events, but your mentality you can control.
My mentality, yeah. When I look at these events, I can control. Let's take, for example, the way I approach my finances. You know, thankfully I still have a job. And just because we're in a recession doesn't, I don't think I'm going to be changing the way I've gone about my finances, because I'm rooted, you know, I have this framework that I use, and I if the market goes down, great. I'm still investing every Friday. If the market goes up, great. I'm investing every Friday. And, you know, I just don't think I could see myself changing those ways. And it's a little scary. It's like, oh, I'm investing, but it keeps going down and whatnot. But I see things at the bigger picture. You know, that's a little thing. And then also just like the end of the day, like I was having this conversation with Luke Schatzberg around the idea of just being, and just there's so much noise. There's so much pressure. There's so much going on in our lives. I mean, there's always going to be that noise. It's always going to be out there. And oftentimes we are always looking for the future, or, you know, like thinking about, oh, what's going to happen? What if? Whatever happened to just being, and just being present in the day, doing the best that you can, trying to make a difference, aligned with your mission and your vision and whatnot, and like just being. Because at the end of the day, we can worry about a bunch of stuff, and at the end of the day again, how much does that worrying do for us? Absolutely nothing.
I tend to agree with your mentality of just try to control what you can control. It doesn't make it easy, but I'm going to play devil's advocate on that point for you, because you said you wanted to get into a debate. Does you kind of just saying that I'm just going to live, I'm just going to kind of ride the wave of life, does that like not allow you to make a change in the world, right? Because change is difficult. And there's a lot of things that, of course, you're one person. Parker's not going to solve global warming or Ukraine or the economy. But by saying, like, I'll just be, are you then passing the buck on to other people to figure out the problem? I'm not saying you are. I'm just trying to start a debate.
No, I think I see what you're saying, and I don't see it like that. I see when I say being, it's just focusing on the now, focusing on the things that I can do now in my life and make an impact. You know, I have certain things that I'm passionate about and continuing to do those and taking that noise. And like, there's so much out there. They're so overwhelming. And it just oftentimes can throw you off your rocker. And like, it's just showing up and just, you know what? Today, I don't need to be the absolute best Parker every day. We put so much pressure on ourselves. I need to change the world. I need to do this. I need to do that. And no, sometimes it's okay to just be and just do. You know, obviously, we all have the things that we have to do. But when is it just enough? Just okay. You know, I get to wake up and go outside and have lunch and work out and look at the stars or whatever, like, and talk to you.
Sit in your rocking chair.
Exactly. Like, yeah, we had this conversation, you know, Luke and I, when we were at the Poconos 2 weeks ago, we were looking at the fish in the water. Like, we're like, these fish have no idea what time is. They have no pressures from the fact that all they're caring about is just being within a day, and they're trying to not get eaten, and they're just doing. Our concept of time, our concept of all these ideas and pressures, it all starts with ourselves. We're our own worst enemy. A fish doesn't sit there and worry about, oh, dang, is it going to rain tonight? Oh, dang, is it whatever? They just be. They just do. There's no concept of time. There's no concept of challenge. There's no concept of, success. They just be. And like, obviously, yeah, we're humans, we're different. We have different expectations for what we're supposed to do. But I think that's a subtle reminder that yes, there's a lot of problems in the world, but you know, sometimes it's okay to just take that step back and be like, okay, I know we have problems, but I also just want to be and live my life and try to be happy, because that's what it's all about.
Yeah. It's tough, right? I mean, obviously.
And maybe that's just like privileged of me to say. I don't know. Like,
it definitely is. But like,
it is, but.
But that's your reality. I mean, it's not.
Exactly.
It's not your fault. That's your reality. And I mean, but I think what you said at the end, that everyone's just in pursuit of happiness. It's the goal for many. And for some, that's living in the moment. For some, that's being ignorant. For some, that's getting involved in a lot of these problems and trying to make a change themselves. People are just trying to pursue what brings them fulfillment and happiness at the end of the day. And I think you see that across all cultures, across all socioeconomic platforms. People are just trying to be happy.
I also think that another thought I had was like, who's it determine what's like right or wrong for like what's happiness? What's a problem? Like who's to determine for some random person that I don't know on the TV to say that that is right or wrong? It could be
right or wrong. Or things different than happiness though. Are you saying like morality?
No, not morality. Like I think like the idea that you can be happy by doing this certain thing. Okay, great. That's your perspective. That's the way you perceive your reality. That's the way you get gratification. But we've had this conversation before. It's like someone's expectation for what happiness could be something that you just like, eh, that's just every day for me. Whereas to someone else, that's like, oh my gosh, that's amazing. And I think it just comes back to, you got to take a step back for yourself and really set those expectations with yourself and not go off others' expectations, whether it's the news, the media, your friends, your people at your job, like whatever. It all starts with you.
All starts with you. I love that. I think that's a great way to end this podcast. We didn't really have a theme there. We were rambling a bit. What else do you expect from us? It's Elevation Nation, baby. That's what we do. Until next week, everybody. Peace. Thanks so much for listening to the show. If you aren't already a subscriber, please do subscribe and leave us a review. Follow us on Instagram at elevationnation_io and on Twitter at elevatebegreat. Check us out on the web at www.elevationnation.io. Until next week, Elevation Nation.